Have you ever been out there, smoke rolling off the grill, eyeing that beautiful brisket and just wishing maybe, man, if only I had some kind of secret weapon. Something to guarantee it comes out perfect, like every single time. Whether it's nailing that brisket or just remembering that killer rub you used last summer, well, you're definitely not alone. Today, we're digging into that secret weapon. We're doing a deep dive into the world of BBQ apps, specifically for tracking recipes and cooks. Our mission today is pretty straightforward. We're taking our source material, best BBQ apps for recipe tracking, your ultimate guide, and we're going to pull out the absolute best nuggets, the most important tips, maybe even some surprising facts.
Yeah, exactly.
We want to show you how these apps can genuinely transform your grilling game, take you from maybe a hesitant beginner to a really confident pit master.
That's the key, isn't it? These apps, they don't just add features, they sort of fundamentally change the whole experience. What seems daunting, maybe even overwhelming at first, it becomes this really enjoyable journey. We're going to look at how these digital buddies empower everyone, really, whether you're just starting out or you're already pretty seasoned and just looking for that extra edge.
Okay, so let's start there. If you've just got your first smoker, maybe feeling a bit lost with all the temps and times, how do these apps actually make that easier?
Well, it's really about making those first few cooks, less intimidating, almost foolproof. For novices, the best apps have these incredibly intuitive interfaces. We're talking step-by-step guidance. It almost feels like having a seasoned pro standing right there with you, guiding you through. Imagine like a recipe that automatically tweaks the cooking time or the ingredients list if you change the serving size, or tells you the exact grill temp for, say, perfect chicken thighs. That kind of specific help. And a huge thing for beginners, integrated timers and notifications. This isn't just like a basic kitchen timer. It's your personal BBQ assistant. It pings you, time to flip that steak or check the internal temp now.
That's huge.
It really is that kind of real-time coaching. It can honestly be the difference between juicy perfection and, well, a charcoal brick. We all have. And don't underestimate just bookmarking your favorites. No more digging through old notebooks for that amazing pulled pork recipe from last July.
Yeah, that alone sounds like a lifesaver for avoiding those early disasters. Okay, beyond just following steps, do these apps actually help you learn the craft, like get better?
Oh, absolutely. That's a huge part of it. They don't just tell you what to do. They often show you how and explain why. Many apps pack in comprehensive tutorials, expert tips right there. Picture high-quality videos from actual pit masters showing you exactly how to trim a brisket or the right way to smoke ribs low and slow.
You can actually see the technique.
Exactly. See how to spritz, how to get that perfect bark. And it's not just videos. They often have articles, blog posts that dive into the fundamentals.
Like what?
Like understanding different cuts of meat, how to choose the right wood for smoking to get a specific flavor, or, what spices are essential for a classic rub. These resources really deepen your understanding. So each cook isn't just about following instructions, it's about learning, evolving your skills, and hopefully moving past those beginner mistakes faster.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So you've got the hands-on help, the learning side. What about connecting with people? Can these apps link you up with other BBQ folks?
They sure can. Community is a big aspect for many of these. Top apps often build in forums or like social networking features.
Interesting.
So you can connect with other beginners, share your struggles, because let's be honest, we all have them.
Definitely.
Or get advice from experienced pit masters. You can swap recipes, troubleshoot problems. It's actually really comforting to know you're not the only one who maybe oversmoked something once or twice.
Yeah, absolutely. And it sounds like there's maybe even a way to show off a bit or get feedback.
That's right. You'll often find challenges, little events within the app, places where you can post pictures of your cooks, share what you did, and get constructive feedback. Maybe you post your first pulled pork and ask, "Hey, how's my bark look?" or "Any tips for a better rub?" That kind of support, it's a huge motivator.
Of that.
And it pushes you to try new things, explore different flavors, different techniques. It makes the whole learning process really fun and interactive. Okay, so now let's shift gears. Once you've kind of got the basics down, you're feeling more confident and you want to really dial things in. Well, these apps grow with you. They start offering more advanced tools, catering specifically to those folks who are, you know, pretty serious about their BBQ.
So what does that look like? More control.
Exactly. Yeah. A big part of it is extensive customization. You can really start tailoring everything to your exact preferences, like fine-tuning cooking temps down to the degree, maybe logging specific ingredient substitutions you made, saving those unique flavor profiles you've developed. Think of it like building your own personal BBQ journal right inside the app.
A digital journal, okay.
Yeah, recording all your past cooks, what worked, what didn't, under what conditions. This helps you refine your taste, your techniques. It becomes your secret playbook almost.
That personalized playbook sounds amazing. Does this mean the apps can actually, like, talk to your grill? Link up with other tools you use?
That's where things get really interesting and super convenient. Many modern apps are designed for seamless integration. So yeah, syncing with weather apps to help pick the perfect grilling day, that's pretty common now. Or connecting to your grocery list app so you don't show up at the store and forget the wood chips or something.
Been there too.
Right. But what's truly game-changing for enthusiasts is connecting directly with smart devices.
Like Wi-Fi smokers.
Exactly. Wi-Fi enabled smokers, smart temperature probes. Imagine adjusting your smoker's temp or checking the meat's internal temperature right from your phone.
Wow, from the couch even.
Or from the couch, or if you had to run out quickly. It just adds this layer of convenience and honestly precision. It frees you up to focus on the craft, not just babysitting the cooker.
Makes sense.
And for the really serious folks, the data nerds among us.
Yeah.
Knowledge is power, right? So many premium apps now have pretty robust data analysis tools.
What kind of data are we talking?
You can track and monitor your cooking metrics over time. Things like exact cooking times, temperature graphs throughout the cook, even the weather conditions that day.
Okay, interesting.
And by analyzing all that data, you start getting these really invaluable insights. You can figure out exactly what works best for your specific setup and style.
So you can pinpoint, like, the perfect brisket time for your smoker.
Precisely. Or maybe you discover that using, say, mesquite wood below 250 degrees gives you a richer bark, but above 275, it gets a bit bitter on your setup.
Wow, that's specific.
Yeah, that kind of hyper-specific insight tailored to your results, that's gold. You just can't get that without tracking and analyzing the data. It really empowers you to level up your consistency and get those knockout results every time. #tag the social and competitive side of BBQ apps.
It's so clear that BBQ is way more than just cooking, isn't it? It's about sharing, community. And it seems like these apps really get that. How do they make the sharing part easier?
They really lean into that social aspect. You can usually seamlessly share photos, recipes, notes about your cooks with friends or, you know, the wider app community.
Oh.
And this isn't just broadcasting. It's about getting feedback. People might offer tips, suggest variations on your recipe. It fosters this really cool sense of creativity and collaboration.
So it's not just showing off your awesome ribs. You might actually get useful advice back.
Exactly. Picture posting your latest creation and getting comments like, hey, try adding a bit more paprika next time. Or how did you get that smoke ring? It becomes this real-time collaborative learning space.
That's great. And you mentioned earlier, planning cookouts can be a hassle. Do the apps help with that side too, like organizing the actual event?
Oh yeah, definitely. No more endless group text trying to figure out who's bringing the potato salad, right?
Please, yes.
Many apps have features to streamline event planning. You can send invites, create the menu, track RSVPs, all within the app.
Nice.
Some even let you assign side dishes or drinks so everyone knows what to bring. Plus, you can set reminders for yourself for prep work, like marinate chicken night before.
Essential.
Totally. It just takes a lot of the stress out of hosting so you can actually focus on the fun part, the food, and the people.
Okay. And for those who like a bit of friendly competition, or maybe not so friendly competition.
Yeah.
What about challenges?
Absolutely. A lot of apps incorporate competitions and challenges. These can be anything from, you know, a casual best burger cook-off among app users to more serious contests, maybe even judged by a BBQ expert.
Really? Judged by experts?
Sometimes, yeah. It gives people a chance to really showcase their skills, push themselves, and connect with other really passionate BBQ folks.
Mm-hmm.
The apps help you track your entries, see how you stack up, gather feedback, maybe even chat with other competitors for tips.
Cool.
Whether you're a seasoned pro aiming for bragging rights or just looking to have some fun and try something new, these challenges add a really exciting layer to the whole BBQ experience. All right, so we've talked about all these amazing features, but how do you actually choose the right app? There are so many out there. Let's maybe start with the free ones.
Yeah, good idea. What should people look for in a free app?
Well, first off, a user-friendly interface is crucial. You want something intuitive, easy to navigate, especially when your hands might be, you know, covered in rub.
Good point.
Look for well-organized layouts where you can quickly find your saved recipes, timers, things like that. Now, free apps usually have ads, right? The best ones handle this well. They strike a balance, making sure the ads aren't too intrusive, maybe just banners that don't block what you're doing. Some might offer a small fee to remove ads entirely.
Yeah.
Feature-wise, compare what they offer. Some are basic recipe logs. Others might add integrated grocery lists, cooking timers, maybe even seasonal recipe suggestions. Good examples people often mention are apps like Grillit, BBQ Pitmaster, or the Weber Grills app.
Okay, that gives people a starting point.
Yeah.
But what about paying for an app? Are those premium ones really worth the money for someone getting serious?
They definitely can be, yeah. Premium apps usually unlock features geared towards, like, true BBQ mastery.
Such as?
Well, more advanced recipe tracking, maybe letting you monitor multiple cooks at once if you have a big setup. Seamless integration with smart temperature probes is often a premium feature, giving you that pinpoint accuracy.
Right, the probes.
Comprehensive guides, too. Sometimes really diving into the science behind smoking and cooking meat. And you might get exclusive content, like recipes or techniques from well-known chefs or pitmasters that you wouldn't find otherwise.
And what about help if something goes wrong, like customer support?
That's often a big differentiator. Premium apps usually offer much better dedicated customer support. If you run into a glitch or have a question, getting a quick, helpful response is, well, pretty valuable when you've got expensive meat on the line.
True.
When you're deciding if it's worth the cost, you really have to look at the features you'll actually use. Think about how often you grill, how serious you are. Compare the app cost to maybe one ruined brisket or the price of eating out.
Good way to think about it.
Plus, premium apps generally offer a slicker user experience, better design, easier navigation. And crucially, they usually commit to regular updates. New features, bigger recipe libraries, compatibility with new tech. They keep evolving.
Okay. Now, you mentioned specific grills earlier, like the Weber app. What if you have a particular brand, especially a smart one?
Great question. That leads us to specialized apps. If you do have a specific grill, say a Traeger, a Masterbuilt, or, yeah, a Weber, checking for an app designed for that grill is really important.
Why is that? Compatibility?
Compatibility is key, absolutely. You want it to work seamlessly. But also, these specialized apps often unlock features tailored to that specific grill.
Like what kind of features?
Maybe recommendations for wood pellet types that work best in your smoker model, or fuel level monitoring for propane grills, or specific alerts and notifications tied to your grill's functions.
Ah, okay, very specific.
Exactly. And definitely read user reviews before you commit, especially reviews from people using the same grill model as you. That gives you real-world insight into how well it actually performs.
Good tip.
And for the modern grills, look for that integration with the controls. Being able to adjust settings on your phone is just incredibly convenient. Finally, check how it handles data syncing across devices, storing your cook history. You want that personalized BBQ playbook to be accessible and reliable.
That makes sense. Having all that history tied to your specific gear must be powerful.
It really helps you dial things in perfectly, time after time.
Okay, so we've covered features, connectivity, choosing an app.
Yeah.
But let's face it, the heart of any great BBQ app has got to be the recipes, right?
Absolutely. That's the core content for most users. And the best apps offer a truly impressive variety.
How much variety are we talking?
Oh, it can be huge. We're not just talking standard ribs and chicken. You'll find everything from traditional Southern BBQ classics to really innovative international stuff. Think Korean BBQ, Brazilian churrasco.
Wow.
Many apps boast hundreds, sometimes even thousands of recipes covering meats, sure, but also amazing side dishes, sauces, rubs, even desserts you can make on the grill or smoker.
Keeps things interesting.
Definitely. It sparks creativity, encourages you to step outside your comfort zone, try new things, broadens your whole culinary world, really.
But with thousands of recipes.
Yeah.
How do you find anything?
That's where powerful search and filter options come in. They're essential. Good apps let you filter by ingredient, cooking time, difficulty level, type of grill, even dietary restrictions like gluten-free or keto.
Ah, okay. So you can find something based on what you have in the fridge.
Exactly. Or based on how much time you have. It saves a ton of scrolling and helps you find the perfect recipe for right now.
Nice. And we touched on community earlier.
Yeah.
Does that extend to recipes? like people sharing their own stuff.
Oh yeah, user-generated content is huge in many of the top apps. It keeps the recipe library fresh and constantly growing.
So regular users are adding their own recipes?
Yep. People upload their own favorite creations, often with pictures, detailed notes about what they change, tips for success.
That sounds incredibly useful, like real-world testing.
It is. You get this constant flow of new ideas, and you can learn directly from the successes and sometimes the failures of other home cooks. Reading the comments on a user recipe can be just as valuable as the recipe itself. It provides that practical advice, that shared experience. It really builds that sense of connection and makes the whole cooking journey feel more collaborative and honestly, more rewarding. It's like a living cookbook that everyone's contributing to. Hashtag tag tag outro. So just to wrap things up, these BBQ apps, they really do fundamentally change the game, don't they? They make grilling simpler for beginners, they empower the experts with incredible control and data, and they build this fantastic community around sharing and learning.
Absolutely. It feels like whether you're just lighting your first fire or you're a seasoned pit master aiming for perfection, there really is an app out there that can genuinely enhance your whole BBQ journey. It makes you think, though. As these tools make mastering BBQ easier, more connected, how does that change things beyond just the food? How might this new level of culinary control actually shift your relationship with cooking itself, maybe with your community, or even just with the idea of constantly learning in the kitchen? Something to chew on.
Definitely something to think about. For now, though, hopefully everyone feels a bit more equipped. Go out there, explore some apps, and most importantly, enjoy your next grilling adventure.